American star farmer, FFA, Daniel Jossend. It's pretty cool to say that. Congratulations to you on winning the award last evening. And I saw the photos from on the podium. I saw your smile and the pride you must have felt. But take me through it, Daniel. What was it like to be on the stage at the National FFA Convention and hear your name as the American star farmer?
It was awesome. We went for photos at about 6 o'clock and got seated. And we were sitting there, and it didn't feel real that I'd be on that stage pretty soon. And we got taken backstage and prepped, and the other three-star categories got called up and announced. And all of a sudden, we were pulled on stage, and our videos played. And, you know, these people that I'd heard about and read about all summer were standing right next to me. And I wasn't very nervous until they got to the last finalist video, and they got towards the end of it. And I got a little nervous, and I just told myself, if I don't get called, that's totally fine. I'm just totally prepared to go backstage and be done, and I'm still happy to have this experience, this opportunity. But I was standing there, and they called my name, and I ran up to the podium, and it was pretty exciting, Kevin.
I can only imagine. Now, this is the culmination, as we talked before you left, of a lot of work for many, many years. And your work is far from done. You're going to continue to do what you're doing that got you to this point, obviously. But what an incredible feeling. I'm sure just pride from your family, from your advisors and others that were there representing the Itaborp West FFA as well.
Yeah, it was great for them, too. It was awesome to have Mrs. Olson on stage with me, along with Mrs. Savage, of course. Mrs. Olson was with me for a lot of my time in FFA. And as soon as I got called, my phone started going off with texts and Snapchats and Facebook stuff. So if I haven't replied to you yet or haven't texted you back, I'll get to it on the airplane. I'm not ignoring you. There's just a lot to get back to. But it's awesome just to see how happy everybody else is and how much support there is from not only the community, but also the people around here in Indy and National FFA.
And so, I mean, from a standpoint, again, this is, I think someone had mentioned it, and it was very timely and made sense to compare it to something. It's like, if you compare it to a sport, it's like the MVP of FFA. Is that a fair way to explain it?
Yep. Right before we went on, they mentioned that the American Star Farmer is the top award that FFA has to offer and the most historic award. So to be one of the few that have won that, it's an honor.
So I guess just, you know, from the standpoint too, you represented your program, you represented your family and your farm operation, but you know, from the Minnesota delegation as well, it is an incredible honor, and you joined a very elite crew. So now, I mean, when you win, you I'm sure it's a blur, but then you get kind of whisked off, right? You were kind of, it almost like an award show, I guess, right? You go backstage and away you go.
Yep. Yeah, we were brought back off, and then we were stopped behind stage with the other three-star winners, and we were brought back on stage, just all the stars, and then we were brought back off stage again. And as soon as I got off stage, the Minnesota officer team, state officer team, ran up to me, which is I think is pretty cool, because growing up and going to FFA convention, I always saw the state officers as my role models, and I thought it would just be a great opportunity to meet them, and I always looked up to them, and to have them run up to me and want to talk to me was a really special moment. And right after that, then I was interviewed on RFD TV and for FFA Live. And one of my fraternity brothers, Ty McDonald, he's the North Dakota State President, he was there. And to see him in the crowd is pretty special.
That's really cool. Well, I know that you're going to enjoy the next few days, but having family and friends around you too, I'm sure made this just even more special.
100%. Yep. I got off stage and my parents were there and my mom gave me a hug, and it's pretty nice.
Well, I got to say this because I think we talked about it. I don't remember if we did it on the air or not. You got to get to work on Sunday, don't you?
Yep. I got a guy coming for hay tomorrow, and then I got a load of semi with small squares to go to Wadena sometime this week. So and then going to school, of course. So we're combining corn, so it's right back to work.
Well, Daniel, enjoy this time and experience. Safe travels to you and everybody as well, and congratulations on being the American Star Farmer in the FFA.
Thanks, Kevin.
You're welcome. Daniel Jossend, Itaborp West graduate, the American Star Farmer in the FFA.